at this stage, a stage in which two members of this august body of the United Nations are clashing in an armed conflict which is shaking the world, the whole world. As Foreign Affairs Minister and jurist, I cannot remain indifferent to the use of weapons and their consequences for the lives of millions of people. In the face of the recent events, Peru condemns the all-out military offensive against Ukraine, which amounts to an act of aggression pursuant to Resolution 3314 of the General Assembly of the United Nations, which violates the territorial integrity and national sovereignty of Ukraine. Peru rejects the use of force and demands an immediate ceasefire and end to all hostilities. We deeply deplore the veto in the UN Security Council, veto to a draft resolution which was ordering precisely the end of aggression and the withdrawal of military forces. The parties concerned must find peaceful solutions to their disagreements or differences, and this via the diplomatic negotiation in strict adherence to the international law and the UN Charter. Peru voices its solidarity with the civilian population affected and demands that the parties involved respect international humanitarian law and international human rights law, and this includes the protection of all humanitarian agency personnel acting in these moments, guided by the principles of neutrality, impartiality, humanity, and independence. Madam President, the health crisis of the last 2 years has brought grief to millions of homes and brought serious social and economic consequences, and highlighted the fact that global challenges must be tackled by the international community acting in solidarity. The epidemiological outbreaks, climate change, and the possible use of nuclear weapons in outbreaks of war are three challenges that affect the whole of the world and the well-being of humanity. They jeopardize the survival of the planet itself and threaten collective security. Peru is convinced that the strengthening of rule-based multilateralism is crucial if we want to tackle these global challenges, which call into question the protection of human rights as well as sustainable development and peacekeeping and security. Madam President, Peru is alarmed by the absurd levels of military expenditure, which exceed trillions of US dollars, as well as the new testing of ballistic missiles and the development of nuclear programs that are not for peaceful purposes, and a new arms race motivated by geopolitical calculations and perceived issues of security. In these moments of uncertainty, Peru supports the UNSG's program called Our Common Agenda, which presents to us a new peace agenda focused on the reduction of strategic risks and guided towards the strengthening of a disarmament architecture currently weakened and eroded. That is why we must work together and now in the CD for us to ensure that the CD play to make sure the CD plays a decisive role in this multilateral forum on disarmament. We must get over these 25 years of paralysis and resume the mandate given to the CD in 1978. Sadly, the political will remains absent, and its inability to adopt a program of work to trigger substantive work attests thereto. We are aware of this difficult international context we're in and the importance of keeping open this dialogue. That is why last week Peru joined the consensus on decision CD 2229, which establishes subsidiary bodies. However, this decision is far from being ideal because the CD is not a deliberative body but a negotiating forum. In this respect, the 65 member states here are called to adopt a program of work, not a decision, which triggers the negotiation of legally binding instruments on matters, on the main issues on our agenda, namely nuclear disarmament, the treatment of the production of and the existence of fissile material, the prevention of the placement of weapons in outer space, and negative security assurances. Madam President, in the area of nuclear disarmament, a great responsibility falls on the shoulders this year of the 10th review conference on the Treaty on Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, which will need to come up with concrete commitments, especially in the implementation of Article 6 on complete and general disarmament and under strict international and effective control. Nuclear disarmament is an urgent cause. The threat of the use of a nuclear weapon can have horrendous humanitarian consequences. That is why a step in the right direction is the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, which will enter into force for Peru on the 23rd of March and is complementing to and contributes also to the existing regime on the non-proliferation and disarmament, whose cornerstone is undoubtedly the Treaty on Non-Proliferation, the TPNT. Madam President, disarmament is not only the prohibition and elimination of weapons of mass disruption. Disarmament is also the regulation of conventional weapons and the respect. And there are two processes. On the one hand, there's the military application of new technologies, especially the use of AI, artificial intelligence. This is a source of concerns which are ethical, humanitarian, legal in nature. On this issue, Peru is following the work of the group of experts on lethal automated weapon systems, the laws, and is advocating for the negotiation of a legally binding instrument will guarantee that the human beings retain the capacity of the control of the use of force. We agree with the Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Antonio Guterres, when he says that these laws are, and I quote, politically inadmissible, morally reprehensible, and should be outlawed by international law, end of quote. Furthermore, we look forward to resuming promptly negotiation of a political declaration that protects civilians from bombing and from shelling in towns. The use of explosive weapons in urban areas has devastating consequences on the civilian population. That is why Peru adopts the adoption of an international political commitment which will contribute to revert this disastrous humanitarian situation in general and in particular in Ukraine. Madam President, I'd like to conclude by reaffirming the historic commitment of Peru to multilateralism to respond to major worldwide challenges, the primacy of also a framework for the rule of law and justice. We stress also the priority we should attach to questions of disarmament because only a climate of international peace and security is a way to ensure that we can achieve the SDGs of the 2030 Development Agenda. From this rostrum, Peru appeals to the state actors to put geopolitical considerations aside and find solutions to their disputes in a table of dialogue and negotiation strictly adhering to international law and the principles of territorial integrity, national sovereignty and independence of states. From this rostrum also, Peru appeals for the political will of member states for the prompt resumption of the substantive work of the CD. The renewal of its work is pressing and very much needed to bring back confidence and minimize errors of calculation. I would like to recall that the Peruvian ambassador, Javier Pérez de Cuellar, for whom it was an honor to serve as the fifth Secretary General for the United Nations in the 1980s, he was a tireless mediator and negotiator. And in his memoirs of 1991 on the work of the UN, he said, and I quote, "The way in which we deal with the new generation of global problems which humanity has before us will determine the quality of life for all the people who populate the planets in the future, including their survival." End of quote. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias a usted.